Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the ninth week in Ordinary Time, and from South Africa we have Father Evans Zulu. Originally from Zambia, Father Evans lives in Pietermaritzburg. He's a member of the Empopatewan Priory. His preaching today is entitled, God is at Work in Our World.
A reading from the Book of Tobit. Anna sat watching the road by which her son was to come. When she saw him coming, she exclaimed to his father, Tobit, your son is coming, and the man who traveled with him. Raphael said to Tobiah, before he reached his father, I am certain that his eyes will be opened. Smear the fish gall on them. This medicine will make the cataracts shrink and peel off from his eyes. Then your father will again be able to see the light of day. Then Anna ran up to her son, threw her arms around him, and said to him, Now that I have seen you again, son, I am ready to die. And she sobbed aloud. Tobit got up and stumbled out through the courtyard gate. Tobiah went up to him with the fish gall in his hand, and holding him firmly, blew into his eyes. Courage, father, he said. Next, he smeared the medicine on his eyes, and it made them smart. Then, beginning at the corners of Tobit's eyes, Tobiah used both hands to peel off the cataracts. When Tobit saw his son, he threw his arms around him and wept. He exclaimed, I can see you, son, the light of my eyes. Then he said, Blessed be God, and praised be his great name, and blessed be all his angels. May his holy name be praised throughout all the ages, because it was he who scourged me, and it was he who had mercy on me. Behold, I now see my son Tobiah. Then Tobit went back in, rejoicing and praising God with full voice for everything that had happened. Tobiah told his father that the Lord God had granted him a successful journey, that he had brought back the money, and that he had married Rachel's daughter, Sarah, who would arrive shortly, for she was approaching the gate of Nineveh. Tobit and Anna rejoiced and went out to the gate of Nineveh to meet their daughter-in-law. When the people of Nineveh saw Tobit walking along briskly, with no one leading him by the hand, they were amazed. Before them all, Tobit proclaimed how God had mercifully restored his sight. When Tobit reached Sarah, the wife of his son Tobiah, he greeted her, Welcome, my daughter. Blessed be your God for bringing you to us, daughter. Blessed is your father, and blessed is my son Tobiah, and blessed are you, daughter. Welcome to your home with blessings and joy. Come in, daughter. That day there was joy for all the Jews who lived in Nineveh. When my own father was having eye problems because he was struggling with the issue of cataracts and regularly would visit his doctor, and if at any stage of that treatment the doctor ever happened to recommend fish gall as a prescription or as medication for my father's eyes,
I swear I would have been the very first one to dismiss the specialist as being a fake ophthalmologist. The Book of Tobit is not trying to give us a lesson in medical science. Rather, the story we hear about Tobit and Tobiah is communicating something of faith. The story of Tobit is a lesson in the power of prayer. If we have been following the readings throughout this week, I'm sure you have come across the point where when Tobit became blind, the first thing he did was to turn to God in prayer. God is at work in our world. Many times we pray as people of faith, and especially as Christians. And as we ask God to intervene in our situations, as we entrust our lives to God, God responds to us, sometimes in a direct way, and other times in an indirect way. Directly as God can respond to our prayers and miraculously bring about the restoration, to bring about the change and the healing. And sometimes God indirectly intervenes in our lives. It could be through scientific means. It could be through the hands of a specialized surgeon. When God responds to us through miraculous means, and when God responds to us through scientific means, it doesn't mean that they are two contrasting forces at work. As people of faith, we must not only resort to prayer when all else has failed, but rather we should trust in God in all times and all situations. God's hand is at work in all we do. That is why we say, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. The same proclamation that has been made in today's gospel, as Jesus is proclaimed Lord. Science and faith are not in opposition to each other, but rather they complement each other. And this complementing comes out perfectly well when we allow the two to dialogue. As scientific discoveries improve, I have confidence in doctors and the whole field of medical science. Medical science has done many wonders in our world. Skilled surgeons have done great works. There are a lot of human instruments that are constantly at work in aiding humanity. All this is possible through God's hand, as God continues to guide human means. In all this, we should give glory to God, who is our Lord. Amen.